time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I am great. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. Hanging in there. Glad to be back. Will, please remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from James Ellison of Jefferson City, Missouri. I said, think of a popular movie of the past decade. Change the last letter in its title, and the result will suggest a lawsuit between two politicians of the 20th century, one Republican and one Democrat. What's the movie and who are the people? Well, the movie is Ford versus Ferrari. If you change the ending I to an O, you get Ford versus Ferraro, as in Gerald Ford and Geraldine Ferraro.
Oh, okay. Well, there were over 400 correct entries this week. Our winner is Nancy Bieschke of Lebanon, Tennessee. Congratulations, Nancy.
Thank you so much.
So how did you figure out this week's answer?
Well, at first I thought it was maybe related to some kind of scandal, like Watergate, something like that. But then my husband said, well, maybe it's just the names. And maybe it's something versus something else. And Ford versus Ferrari came right to us, and that one worked for us.
And so how long have you been playing the puzzle? Do you and your husband always play together?
We usually play together. It's kind of a family ritual. We listen to it. If we can't listen to it live on the radio, we'll listen to it later in the car and work on it together. We've listened for a long time, but we started submitting probably like right around the pandemic.
Okay, yeah, no, you've put in the work. So what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I spend most of my weekdays making music with 352 amazing students, but I also spend a lot of time with my family. We play lots of card games, board games, trying to add to our quality of life in whatever way we can.
That is awesome. And I'm sure your students will be so glad to hear you. So, Nancy, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Well, I tell my students to give the microphone to the voice in their head that's excited and try their best to put the nervous one on mute. So I'm going to do my best to follow my own advice and do that.
That is wonderful advice. And you're going to be great. So don't worry about it. All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Nancy and Aisha. Every answer today is a familiar three-word phrase in which the first and last words are the same, and the middle word is two. For example, if I said, like a lease that has no expiration date, you would say month to month.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Here's number one, consecutive as wins.
Back to back?
That's it. Like carpet that fully covers a room.
Wall to wall.
That's it. Clear across the United States.
Sea to sea or shore to shore or...
I'll give you those. I was going for coast to coast, but I think your answers work too.
Okay.
How about this? Fill in the blank. Blank resuscitation.
Mouth to mouth.
That's it. Deeply personal as a conversation between two people.
Heart to heart.
Uh-huh. Like heavy traffic.
Bumper to bumper. Ooh,
that's
I know
it.
That one.
Mm-hmm. Ha. How a traveling salesman may go around a neighborhood.
House to house?
I gave you that. Door to door was my answer. How about the time 9:50?
The time 9:50. 10 to 10.
Good. Like two people directly in front of each other.
Face to face.
Uh-huh. When making a comparison, things you should compare because they're alike.
Apples to apples.
Uh-huh. Kind of defense in basketball.
Man to man?
That's it. And your last one is a double one. It's a line from a burial service suggesting the transience of physical life.
I'm a good Episcopalian. Ashes to ashes.
And?
And dust to dust. There you go.
You got it, both parts.
Yes.
Good
yes.
job.
Yeah, well, oh my goodness. You knocked that right out of the park. You did a great job. How do you feel?
Like everyone, I feel relieved that I didn't embarrass myself.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Nancy, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to WPLN from Nashville and also WBEZ out of Chicago.
That's Nancy Bieschke of Lebanon, Tennessee. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Gordon Legg of South Minneapolis, Minnesota. Name an animal whose first five letters in order spell a religious figure. And if you change the next to last letter, those last five letters in order will spell another religious figure. What animal is this? So again, name an animal whose first five letters in order spell a religious figure. And if you change the animal's next to last letter, those last five letters in order will spell another religious figure. What animal is this?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, April 30th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.